I'd like to announce me, Alan Smith, will be published soon as today's Press and Journal on Monday, March the 25th. So, hope everybody had a fine and dandy weekend and didn't get to work. Foo, you can mind some of the things he did. Anyway, now, front page paper today is Dad duped out of £10,000 by cruel crypto scammer. So, this is an unemployed fraudster duped rookie investors out of thousands of pounds through an online crypto scam that helped fund his lavish lifestyle. Benjamin Riley from Elland in the north of England was eventually snared in a landmark Bobby's investigation into crime underpinned by cryptocurrency. Among Riley's victims was an Aberdeen Swear Feather, first 30, with a young son who was convinced to take his first steps into crypto after being contacted in what he had seen as a safe online space for video gamers on the Discord app. Maybe it means something to you, it means diddly squat to me. Anyway, he was persuaded, as were numerous others in countries around the world, that crypto was a means through which Riley could help them make money. Instead, Riley, who claimed his account had been hacked, scammed him out of his savings. And though he was tracked down, it remains to be seen if the luxury items Riley spent the cash on, including a car and jewellery and designer watches for his now ex-girlfriend, surprise, surprise, can be sold off to recompense his victims. It is the first time in legal history Bobbies in Scotland have secured a warrant to search a cryptocurrency exchange's records to catch a criminal. So, come on, man, Bobbies are fairly getting up to date now. I doubt if, you know, the old Bobbies used to trundle about the villages on bikes. We had muckle chance of that, but us new Bobbies are obviously, you know, they're good at computer and stuff, and, you know, good at catching folk at, say, 10 mile over the speed limit, maybe, but anything else, you can just about forget it. But anyway, well done. Hopefully, we'll get some money back for this beer money, because, you know, it's a bit of a disaster or a ruin. Now, here's Magic of the Movies at the City's Comic Con event. So it says, celebrities, if some of Hollywood's biggest movies and TV shows were in Aberdeen for a Comic-Con event. Thousands of fans joined the guest stars at P&J Live to see some of their favourite characters come to life and dressing up some of their favourite movie characters on the day. A gaming zone, kids' corner, competitions and photo opportunities were just some of the activities taking place at the arena. On Saturday, Doctor Who and Guardians of the Galaxy star Karen Gillan for Inverness was among the attractions, enjoying a chat with members of the public as she took part in a Q&A. Big names for the Police Academy films was also attracted large crowds over the weekend, and there was huge interest in the arrival of some of the stars of Buffy the Vampire Slayers. I have seen some of that now. James Marsters, who played Spike, was joined on stage by Juliet Landau, for Drusilla, and Charisma Carpenter, who played Cordelia, and who, like the vampire-playing duo, also featured in the much-loved spin-off Angel. Elsewhere at the venue, there were stalls filled with collectibles for a huge variety of shows, movies, and games. So, well, it seems to be big business, this thing. No, this Comic-Con for it used to be the Three Tops, but so I say, no can do new, and the P&J Live is, you know, massive place for hosting all this kind of stuff, so... and there came a few folk, it was, you know, gauntlet, so it's certainly big news, and loads of folk dressed up as our weird and wonderful things. yeah, you would have to heaps of Harry Potter kind of folk, and Star Wars folk, and just our things, monsters with a Doctor Who, you name it, as folk dressed up as that. So, well, if that's their cup of tea, good on them. And as long as everybody had a good time, I'll bet they paid through the nose for it, though. Anyway, good to see all these things in Aberdeen, because it's, like I say, it's a big attraction for folk for all the place now. Now, see, I would ginklet if it was folk for, like, the Sweeney or Professionals or again, some of that kind of things. Simon Templar, the Saint, or, you know, Randall and Hopperkirk, deceased, and that kind of things, or, Cesare, no, it was Roger Moore, Tony Curtis, the Persuaders, that was it. No, again, I was going to see some of that last bit, well, name of Colson Salak is Mr. M's deed. No, here's, I think it gets my goat a bit. But anyway, Minister says no switch to Gaelic funding. So, Scotland's Education Secretary has condemned claims Aberdeenshire Council is cutting speech and language therapy to focus on Gaelic instead. Jenny Gilruth reacted to the claim made in a letter following an increasingly bitter row about budget funding. It started in February when the council agreed to cut £200,000, which led to fears the in-school speech and language therapy service would stop. Council Chief Gillian Owen said the cut would change support, but insisted the NHS-run service will continue. It led to confusion among parents first kids rely on help, and it sparked a row between the Tories and SNP. Big surprise there. In a letter seen by the P&J, West Aberdeenshire and Kincardine MP Andrew Bowie complained to Miss Gilruth about budgets. He claimed the government had prioritised Gaelic ahead of speech and language therapy. He added that was baffling because Dorrach is the local accent. I'm not sure if he speaks muckle Dorrach, don't he? In response, Miss Gilruth said, I can inform you, quite snippy, that the Aberdeenshire Council has not received any Gaelic-specific funding for the Scottish Government in the current financial year or for 24-25, as it did not bid for any, she wrote in a letter seen by the P&J. So, well, there you go, that's, maybe handbags at 20 paces, I think, but, made funny about the money that's wasted on Gaelic, but Gaelic writing out of Bobby's cars and ambulances and signs and all that. I mean, God almighty. I mean, nothing against folk that want to speak Gaelic, but, you know, we don't hate to be bombarded with it. I would replace everywhere I begin. I mean, you know, the ambulance is pretty much the same spelling, just like a bit different at the end, and Bobby's is just pretty much the same, and but oh my god, it just mucks my blood by often, well, especially if there's a Bobby's car following you, because you can't even want to get some points in your license, probably. But you know, it's got Gaelic Bobby's on the side of the motor or on the bonnet or something. That's just an absolute waste of money, in my opinion. Now, here's the residents are going to hear their say on how to spend £20 million. On a seaside dune revamp. So this is a Mare Play Parks, a new dune centre entertainment venue, and a revamp of the Lido have all been suggested as wise to spend £20 million in Peterhead. Okay, the UK government has promised a huge cash bonanza to help turn the blue dune around after several challenging years. It will be spent over the next decade on projects that matter most to local folk. While local leaders puzzle over how to best to spend the money, the P&J asked folk if they would do. And the first person the bomb tentle struggled to identify anything. This was Norma Robertson. She moved to Peterhead for Inverurie. She met her work with me just 2 weeks ago, and she can't find a single fault in the tune. It's great, she says. It could do with a new Primark, that would be really nice to have. But there are plenty of shops, bars and hotels here, so, you know, she's happy enough. Martin McGregor, he says there's a lot of lessons to be learnt for the past as he casts his mind back to when the tune centre was thriving. He says it's fine with the day, but that's fit why there's mere folk about. But usually it's pretty deed. He says it used to be a lovely community space in the past. The Hale tune used to come here regularly, and we're like one big happy family. That reminds me of an old joke of some of the Hal Run kind of places or some of the islands. But a boy used to work with me, he says, well, I could do a rehab with him. He says the faces all look the same, just different hairstyles. So somebody else says they need some cafes in to get maybe a bowling place or create a big venue with local produce and entertainment for families. Or somebody else says, why not set up a fruit and veg market like back in the day when the tune centre was bouncing? Well, you see, I'm asking to take a trick, but anyway, I suppose all ideas welcome. it just says about a year ago the local authority spent £400,000 to regenerate Drummer's Corner, for putting up a bandstand and glass backed benches. But folk are saying, well, I'm not sure how much that helped the Toon Centre. So anyway, if you're biding Peterhead and you've got some bright ideas, get in touch with them, because that money will be burning a hole in that pooch. Now, there's a big day out, as the Mini fans salute driver. So Mini enthusiasts have gone the extra mile to raise donations in memory of a member of their club who died from cancer. Drivers of the Aberdeen Mini Owners Club got behind the wheel to take part in this year's Mad March Mini Run. The 16-strong procession, comprising Minis all and new, set off the Aberdeen Beach yesterday morning to drive 55 miles west to the Lecht Ski Centre. A fair run. And the group made stops in Echt and Afford afore gathering to Ski Centre for refreshments. Afore turning back, a few club members opted to gang the extra mile, extending the run to Glen Shee. Organiser Mark Knoll said it was amazing, really good, especially with the varied weather we had all the seasons in a day. We had 16 cars all in all, a mixture of classic Minis and newings. We also had a few folk come in other cars now, so other cars are available. The event was hosted in honour of the late club member Chris Jappe, who died from cancer in October 22. Kent to everybody is the Ginger Prince, the car enthusiast, passed away at the age of just 45 following a long battle with the disease. He was diagnosed with a brain tumour in 2012, affecting his mobility and speech and causing epileptic seizures. Mr. Knowles said the club was thrilled to be able to keep the enthusiasm for Minis alive in his honour. So, well, that's a very good thing. There's a picture of all the Minis lined up, and a very impressive sight. And that means in the Italian job, I might say, but the fine sunny Rome streets for us Minis. And I went up to the Carl Lech, and as the boy says, all the seasons in the day here, it was hailstones and rain, sunshine in between. So the Minis would have got there. Had a work cut out getting up to the Glen Shee, but well done to them for doing it and for helping raise money. Great, great cause. Now, I'll just finish up with sport as normal, and back page paper day is a defeat was a good lesson, says Christie. So, former Aberdeen star Ryan Christie admits Scotland must heed a good lesson for Friday's 4-0 defeat to the Netherlands in the Euro 2024, or the Euro 2024 stay could be a shortie. Steve Clark's side are recovering from the heavy loss in Amsterdam, which didn't look like coming for most of the friendly encounter. Amid a fine first half display by the Scots, Bournemouth midfielder Christie had a header tipped onto crossbar by Dutch goalkeeper Mark Flecken, but the home side took a lead 5 minutes before the break. A stunning Tijani Reinders drive for distance and then a near end. Obviously, Holland scored another couple of goals, made it look worse than it probably was. But, all in all, yeah, a great night. So, here's hoping Scotland can back on to winning wise. The morning in Gay, Ireland, if it is their next friendly, give them a good thrashing. So, here's hoping. So, come on, Scotland. No, that's me done for the announcement. The wee public stories of today's Press and Journal on Monday, 25th of March, 2024. And, Mochi day of the day, it was just grey and dark mist today, and drizzles of rain on. It's on right in a fair bit now, and I think it's this is a night that could start snowing up here, maybe in the morning. It's going to be on the high ground anyway, so here's hoping we're not high enough here to get on the snow. We're kind of looking for that now. But anyway, thanks very much for listening to this podcast. Do hope you enjoyed it. If you did, mind and tell a couple of folk about it. They can listen to it on Spotify if that's, if they're cool folk. And they'll never miss an episode sign. And they can listen to the Arlene's and that, which will keep them going for a good couple of years, I would say. If you can manage that, it would just be dandy. In the meantime, thanks very much. Cheers now. Doodaloo.